Helping. How to Offer, Give, and Receive Help by Edgar H. Schein. Narrated by Alan Sklar.
Preface. Helping is a fundamental human relationship. A mother feeds her infant. A lover, friend, or spouse helps to make something happen. A group member plays his or her role to help the group to succeed. A therapist helps a patient. An organizational consultant or coach helps to improve individual, group, or organizational functioning. Helping is a basic relationship that moves things forward. We take helping so much for granted in our ordinary daily life that the word itself often comes up only when someone is said to have not been helpful in a situation where help was taken for granted. Yet as common as helping is in our daily life, it is paradoxical that we know relatively little about the emotional dynamics of that relationship. A great deal has been written about formal help, of the sort that is provided by psychotherapists, social workers, and other human services professionals, but not much is understood about what goes on and what goes wrong when I try to help a friend and find myself rudely rebuffed. How is it possible that the person jumping in to save the drowning man ends up getting sued for dislocating the man's shoulder in the rescue attempt? Why do so many consulting reports to management end up in the circular file? Why do doctors complain about patients not taking the pills that have been prescribed? We understand both intuitively and from experience that to provide formal help, there must be both a degree of understanding and a degree of trust between the helper and the client.